This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
Welcome back, Bennett Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Benny is had to go to the hospital. His son Jack is in the hospital, so he wanted to go make sure he's doing good. I think he's going to be able to get out today. Ben is going to – Ben took off for the last hour of the program. Me and Paulie holding it down, going to have some fun with audio. I need some fun. My God, it's so morose in here.
Are you
Thanks
sure?
a lot.
Are you sure? We Dave made at least one person very upset at 8 o'clock when we talked about the movie list and we put Gary on. It was, you know.
Oh, we did? I didn't see that.
Let me know when the Padres talk is back. Like, are you sure we're allowed to have fun today?
I wasn't looking at the chat because I was sitting in the chair across the room when my dad was on. But, yeah, we talked about the Padres and the Dodgers series. I think enough. You can't change it. It's over. You got to move on and go out and beat the Giants. Roots wants to know if I'm in a trailer. I'm not in a trailer. My parents' home in Hideaway Lake, Texas. Now, this is really like the only wood in the house behind me. It's just a bookshelf. But they have a phenomenal house out here, out in the middle of nowhere near. It's about 2 hours east of Dallas. So had to fly in yesterday, drove in. Got the rental car, the whole thing, and traffic like crazy. My dad said there's like 4 million people moving into the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex, and it's just they're not ready for it, man. So there is traffic everywhere, and there's construction everywhere. So I'm going to be here until Friday. Ryan did tweet me and say, "Hey, man, all of our best winning streaks have come with you out of San Diego. So I'm going to need you to stay in Texas until Monday." I'd love to go back and look at the record, and maybe I'll do that tonight of when I was gone, because I've been gone a lot, man. We went to Philly, went to England, went to Kauai, where we started playing some really good baseball. I did come home, and we continue to play good baseball. So I'm not going to take the fall for the Padres just crapping themselves against the Dodgers this weekend. I'm not going to wear that one, Ryan. I'm sorry, but I don't think it has much to do with my location. I think it has to do with execution and guys going out and doing what they're supposed to do, getting hits with runners in scoring position. But I'll tell you, Ryan, if you could guarantee me a World Series victory, I would stay here or somewhere until it happened. I would bring my family out and we would just live here until it was over. But Paulie and I are going to have some fun with audio. This happened earlier in the program and I noticed it. And Ben had a rough day yesterday. He spent the entire day. What time did he text us, Paulie?
Oh man, it was like
10 in the morning or something.
Yeah, I was at the Tier 1 baseball game. So it was 9:30, 10 o'clock. And he said, "Yeah, I'm at the hospital, probably going to be here most of, if not the entire day." And you were traveling. I mean, you were up at what, 2:30, 3 o'clock yesterday morning for the early
3
flight?
3 o'clock in the morning.
Jeez. Yep. Yeah. Long day for both of you guys.
Long day. And, he was sitting there all day long, and I'm telling you, man, it's finally caught up to me. I'm starting to get a little under the weather.
Yeah.
And my throat is starting to close up. It's great, man. I come to see my dad, who's out of surgery, and I bring some sickness in. I had done three straight trips, felt great after everyone. Now I feel like sheer death. And, you know, it's should be a really fun week here on Ben and Woods. So I want the Padres at least to do their part, get everybody in a little bit better mood. But Ben was talking earlier, and you could tell he's a little frazzled this morning. He's a little bit wiped out. And he said this.
We were talking about the pitch clock, and you're like, did you actually say the word pitch, or did you say something else? You're like, Paulie, pull the audio. I went and pulled it, and you be the judge.
I think it's about time we had a second challenge. We've sped up games with the pitch clock.
The bitch clock. I knew it. I knew he said that.
Fed up games with the bitch clock. Fed up games with the bitch clock.
Hey, there's not you don't even need to compare it.
The bitch clock.
It is so very obvious that he said it.
Yep, he did. He did.
Challenge. We've sped up games with the bitch clock.
The bitch clock.
I mean,
legendary.
P&B. They sound similar, but I hear bitch clock.
Yeah, it's again, it comes from him being probably pretty stressed about what's going on in his life, and you know, having to head back to the hospital today. I hope that Jack is okay and he gets out. And you know, if Ben wants to talk more about it, you know, he absolutely can. It is weird being back in Texas. I will say, Paulie, I got to go yesterday to a Walmart in Lindale, Texas. And that was like
How
one
was that?
Of the most it's a different world, man. It's a different world. You know, I grew up here. I moved to California 15 years ago. You know, I will always live in California, but it's different. I will put it that way. I had to go buy an Ethernet cable. It's 75 feet long. It's the longest thing you've ever seen. just in case things get a little bit wonky here.
Well, you went there. You went there because you and I, like we did when you went to Hawaii, we checked in via FaceTime yesterday afternoon once you were like settled and unpacked. All right, let's get the show set up. Do it now. Now it's a little bit easier when you wake up at, you know, 7 a.m. instead of 2 a.m. for your radio show, being in the central time zone. But you called me up on FaceTime. I was like, all right, yeah, you're going to plug that into this. You know, this is how you power that on. And then all of a sudden it said, you went blurry and then you froze out. And on my end on FaceTime, it said, Steven's connection is unstable. And I go, this is just FaceTime on a Sunday afternoon. We've got 20 hours of radio to broadcast on the same Wi-Fi. I was a little panicked last night.
I was extremely panicked. We've got the hotspot here. So hopefully, I mean, how's it sounded today? Everything
it's good? Been fine. It's been really good. Yeah, I haven't noticed any issues today.
Want to keep it that way. And, you know, I asked my dad, I said, how's the internet here? He goes, oh, yeah, it's good. It's good. I go, oh, Pops, if you, you know, did you get the best available? I'm not sure, but so far so good. So we'll continue to knock on wood.
Gary seems like the guy that would get the highest priced, the best possible internet.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The man that would not pay for HBO for many, many years. But it, so far, so good. I'm so grateful to be able to do this when I travel, to be able to come hang out with my family. And but, yeah, man, you know, we can talk more Padres baseball today. I wanted to have some more fun with audio before we go to break, which is in like 5-6 minutes. But we can talk a little bit more. You know, I see the negativity. I see the concern. I see the all of your messages, all of the finality. Everybody thinks they know what we need to do. I'm all ears at this point. I think what it all boils down to, we're all on the same team here. We all want the same result, and that's you know, them winning a World Series and kind of getting over the, nobody likes when little brother gets little brothered, for sure. It's always fun when little brother punches big brother in the mouth, except in my house, which happens all the time. But yeah, man, until you punch back and until you show that you're, you know, in the same caliber, they're just going to own you, man. They're absolutely going to own you, but you can't let it spiral. That's the thing I'm probably most concerned about. You know, the San Francisco Giants are a team that you need to handle. You just handled them. Janine wants to know, how do they fix the slug? I don't
know. It's been the problem all year long.
If I knew that, I would not be here in Texas, man. I would be working with that team to help them hit home runs. I would love to see it. I would love to.
I guess my answer would be, well, teams. You go out and trade for Ramon Laureano and Ryan O'Hearn, except only one of them is getting any sort of consistent playing time.
Yeah, I agree. And I just, you know, when it comes to Manny, you know, and Tatis and those guys not hitting home runs like they have before, it is just, it's really tough. It's tough. Those are our guys. You know, those are our guys that are going to be here for a long time. So, yeah, they're going to have to figure it out on their own. You know, we talked off the show this morning. You know, Victor Rodriguez has an approach that he wants these guys to follow. At one point, you just say, I need to hit a home run here. I need to really, really unload one and try to rip one out of the ballpark, because I promise you, he's not going to be mad at you if you do. I do think it is interesting in that the roster was constructed a certain way years ago where the three-run homer was what we all wanted. It never happened. We were all pissed that we weren't, you know, taking advantage of Petco Park and finding the gaps and moving the chain. And now we've kind of built our offense around moving the chain, and it's just not enough. I think maybe you could actually say, record notwithstanding, it's not the best way to win ball games, and especially in the playoffs, which has been proven. You know, a team with no slug or no power in the playoffs, they're just not going to go anywhere. So with 38 games to go, I don't know how you immediately flip the switch to go out and hit more home runs, because I promise you, you know, if Manny could get that pitch off of Trinan back the other day that he normally, you know, last year puts in the stands, he would take it. He would take it. So I think, you know, praying for go out and start slugging again, I don't know if that's a viable strategy either.
Yeah, sorry, we're having a little bit of some connection issues now. Of course, we just jinxed ourselves.
Oh, we did.
Okay, yeah, I still got you. It's just you're like, you're speeding. Your voice is like naturally like catching up. The Wi-Fi is like speeding you up every once in a while. But I think we got most of that. It just kind of threw me for a loop there. Yeah, I mean, look, we talked about it earlier in the show. I was saying like it's just such a deflating feeling, and I've noticed it a couple of times now in the last few weeks, even, you know, since the All-Star break, since the trade deadline, I should say, where you fight and scratch. You spot a team like the Dodgers 4-0, and then it's 4-1, 4-2, and then you tie it up in the eighth inning, and you're like, all right, here we go. Like, gotta get this one. Gotta have this dub. You wish you could have gotten more when you had, I think, runners on in scoring position the entire eighth inning, and you only get a sacrifice fly to tie the game. That sucks. And then when Mookie Betts comes up two pitches later and ties or takes the lead in one swing of the bat, and you're like, that's just how it is right now. We are missing that, the game changer, the home run, the big swing. It's just not coming right now for this team. And Woodsy has completely dropped off now, as I see here in the chat. So we're going to – he said we wanted to have some fun with some audio. So we actually do have that here right now for you guys. One of the best moments of the year for us on our show came Friday morning last week as I try to get Woodsy back up here. We wanted to play just a couple of minutes. Last Friday morning at this time, actually, we had our buddy Nathan, our promotions assistant, was in, and he blew everybody away with his voice. This is a scrawny little 20-year-old kid who does not look like his voice matches up with his body, and we had so much fun with this. We wanted to bring back just a couple of minutes of us recapping and just rehashing how great it was to have Nathan in. Ben and Nathan had a little bit of a voice off. You're going to hear that here while we try to get Woodsy back here on 97.3 The Fan. That was funny.
Man, 20 years old. Sounds like that. I mean,
this hour on 97.3 The Fan.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. When you hear it back, processed too through the mics, play it again.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Park 101, multi-level sports bar and restaurant.
It's crazy because it's not a bit, and he's not trying to do it.
I am.
You are, right.
I'm trying hard. He is just, that is just easy for him.
Should we do the side-by-side
Do
again?
The side-by-side. It's here.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Park 101, multi-level sports bar and restaurant at the Carlsbad Village.
Okay. Pretty good. And then here's what Ben sounded like.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Park 101, multi-level sports bar and restaurant at the Carlsbad Village.
I saw stars. I saw stars, Paulie.
Oh, no. Something's wrong with me. Something's wrong with me. Guys, I'm not well right now. Let me hear Betty. One more time.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Park 101, multi-level sports bar and restaurant at the Carlsbad Village. Park 101 sports bar and restaurant in Carlsbad.
Park 101 sports bar and restaurant in Carlsbad.
Whatever Park 101 is paying us, it is not nearly enough this morning.
Stop. Please stop. Please stop, dude. It hurts so bad. It's so bad. Somebody said in the chat, that sounds like Fran Drescher. That was before Polly played that. Ah, God. I have a stitch. Jesus Christ.
Catch the game with your fellow faithful this weekend as we beat L.A. while sipping 22 ounces of Estrella Jalisco out of a souvenir bath. Park 101, Carlsbad Village, proud sponsor of the Padres Radio Network.
I am crying. I need you to stop. Ooh, it hurts.
Catch the game with your fellow faithful this weekend as we beat L.A. while sipping 22 ounces of Estrella Jalisco out of a souvenir bath.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ, Paul.
Ow.
It hurts. Oh. I loved it so much.
That was one of those, I mean, my side literally hurt from laughing so hard that morning.
I was in tears, man, and I got to tell you, when we went to the appearance on Saturday, I must have had 20 people go, where's Nathan?
Yes.
Where's Nathan? Where's
yes.
Nathan? Where's so, Nathan? I said, this guy's a star in the making, man.
His boss in the promotions department, Presley, she was there helping us out with all the giveaways, and she was running the table at Moneyline HQ. And I told her, I go, did you by any chance hear our show today? She goes, no, I didn't get a chance to listen. Why? I was like, we put Nathan on. She goes, like, my Nathan? I'm like, yeah, your promo
yes,
Nathan.
Yes, your Nathan.
He's a superstar now. She goes, really? I was like, Presley, when you hired him, did you not hear the voice and think, you probably shouldn't be out passing out, like, T-shirts. We need to get you on
right.
the air. Of course she didn't. And I'm like, no, we put out a reel on social media. Like, everyone's like, holy crap, this kid is a star in the making. And she was completely unaware. So, yeah, I told her, like, look, anytime you hire a kid that's got pipes like that, they don't need to be out at the fair or handing out Soapy Joe's car wash passes. Like, they need to be on the air.
Incredible. Yeah, it was incredible. He's a really, really good kid, too. Texted us some really nice things after. And, yeah, totally made him into a star. Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We got a Rondo report coming up at 9:30. We'll get out of here, try to get feeling a little bit better. Can't believe the internet dropped after we just jinxed it.
I mean,
that's fantastic work.
Par for the course.
Fantastic work. Really, really, really well done. We will be right back. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan. Good Times, Bad Times right there by Led Zeppelin. If that doesn't encapsulate the last week of the San Diego Padres, I don't know what does. Really, really good times going into that series in L.A. with a little bit of confidence. You know, set up really nicely. We made such a big deal about all the rested bullpen and all that. Well, that bullpen really only helps you if you get out to a lead. And I, you know, we have gone the entire day without mentioning the game on Friday night. And that's the one, you know, as tough as yesterday's loss was, as infuriating as the game on Saturday was, the game on Friday had me, had my head spinning. It really did. And I'm, you know, I know it can go both ways. I got in some really deep philosophical discussions on the bunt by Freddie Fermin late in the game to, you know, play for a tie, essentially. And I don't know. I really didn't like the bunt there at all. But I you know, listen, Clayton Kershaw, people were tweeting at me, we can't even hit, you know, 45-year-old Clayton Kershaw. And I said, well, if it makes you feel any better, nobody else has hit him this year either. He's having a really fantastic
7-2 with a 3 ERA. I mean, that's pretty damn good.
He's getting it done, man. He really, really is. And he, you know, the guy, when what freaked me out, I think it was like the first pitch of the game, it was like an 88 mile an hour fastball, and Toddy missed it. And I'm like, all right, well, it's going to be one of those nights, to be sure. And I look, I know it goes both ways. I know you can argue. I hate the time machine. I hate it. I really, really hate going in the time machine and after the fact going, well, obviously you shouldn't have gone to that guy there. I hate it. I just think it's pointless. It's fruitless. It doesn't work. You know, if you could manage games that way, you'd never lose a ball game, obviously. But I just think with that one, I looked at that and I went, I just don't understand, Schilty. I really didn't. And I think, you know, we lead the majors in sacrifice bunts by 6 or 7, I think, at this point. Which is, you know, I have not railed against the bunt much this year as I have in previous years. And the reason I didn't early in the season, Paulie, was because we didn't have the personnel, right? We didn't have the personnel, in my opinion, to get the job done. So I was more than okay with getting guys over, trying to get them in with the personnel we have. Well, now we have the personnel. Like,
that was that the whole trade deadline. We went out and addressed the weaknesses, all of them.
Correct. And I'll tell you, man, you know, a lot of people said, well, if Freddie Fermin, you know, ground hits into a double play, you're furious that they didn't play for the tie. And I'm going to take my chances there. I really am. Against the lefty in a bad bullpen, playing for a tie with Fermin, Tatis, Arise. So when you get Fermin to hand over an out, a free out, right? Here's one. I think you need 6 more to win the game. Here's a free one. So now you only need 5. And then you got Tatis coming up with a base open. You don't have to give him anything to hit, and he didn't. And Tatis walked. Well, then Luis Arraez comes up against the lefty, you know, bases loaded. At worst, Arraez is going to hit a single. I mean, like, that's if you're the pitcher, you're like, I can actually settle in. Yes, he's going to, I can throw it 96 outer half, and he may spoil it. but I can also throw one at his eyes and get him out. Now, he ended up getting a sack fly, which was okay. I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to get a pat on the butt, right? Like, hey, great job driving in that run. But no, you needed damage in that inning. That's what you needed, in my opinion. You know, I'm going to let Fermin swing away there as well as he's played, you know, to that point. So that's honestly like, that was the play of the weekend for me where I just went, man, what a head scratcher. What a total head scratcher it was. And I didn't really understand it. But, you know, I don't get paid to make those decisions. I think it's very predictable from the San Diego Padres now. And I think, again, to reiterate the fact, I was fine with it in April, May, June because we didn't have the right personnel. I think we do have the right personnel now that could lead to some bigger innings. And I think, you know, they were putting on some offensive displays against San Francisco. So, I don't know. That's the one that I went, I just don't get this. It's very predictable, very safe. Look, if it's game 7 of the playoffs, maybe I feel a little bit different, but I just thought with those guys coming up. But, you know, the counterpoint to that, Paulie, is the leadoff hitter, the 2-hole and the 3-hole needs to be somebody that strikes fear into the opposing pitcher, and they're just not that right now. So I don't know what to do.
Yeah, well, if the stars aren't starring, I mean, that takes away a huge part of the occasion, of the conversation. If you're thinking as a pitcher going against this Padres lineup, you're like, not too worried about Tatis, pitch around him a little bit. You know, Arise is going to take at least one strike. Manny has been really, really bad in all of August. Yeah. It's been weeks now, and that's just not, I mean, what did Dennis say? Like, he's on like the worst stretch since the trade in 2018 that sent him from Baltimore to the Dodgers. I mean, that's a long time ago now. That's 7 years ago. It's been a long, long time.
You know, if you're a pitcher, if you're a reliever and Arise comes up with the bases loaded, it's weird because you would think that the reliever would go, oh man, here we go. I don't know where I can put it. But you know he's not going to do any damage. And I mean real damage. Like sack fly, great double play candidate as well. Like he's going to make contact. I just don't think you're going to see a lot of damage from him at that point. So you're actually get a little bit of a sigh of relief. They go to Trinan. And he throws one pitch. Manny misses it and, it's over. It's over at that point. And I looked at that and went, man, I don't think I would have done that in that situation. I'm going to let Freddie swing it.
And it's always on a ball outside of the zone and, you know, criticize Luis Arraez all you want. Like, that guy's got he's got a good eye. You're not a three-time batting champ without being a magician with that and knowing the strike zone. And then it just seems like this year in particular, more than last year, he is swinging at so many, like, he's watching the cookie go right down the middle. Look, if that's his strategy, you know, if that's what's going to work for him, I don't like it, but I can live with it. But exactly. And then it's got to work. And if the next pitch is 6 inches off the plate and that's the one that you flip to the left fielder for an easy fly ball, it's like, man, this is really tough to watch.
It's like Satan's Blowfish says in the chat, grounder to second or fly ball to left field. Not much else. I agree 100%. And that's why in that instance, I think bunting there lets Dave Roberts and the LA Dodgers off the hook. And, I don't like playing it. I don't like playing that brand of baseball. I really don't. You know, this team was really, they were exerting their will. And they stopped. They stopped when they got to LA and they just played, I think, in my opinion, a little bit tight. So hopefully they can get a little bit more loose, go get Robbie Ray like you did last time and, you know, bury the San Francisco Giants once and for all and get back in the win column. I think this entire fan base and certainly this radio show needs it. We will be back with the Rindle Report next. Stay right here. It's 97.3 The Fan. Yep, but first wanted to tell you, Benny's not here to tell you about it, but I will. Trust and Will, man. TrustandWill.com is the place to go if you have put it off. If you're driving around right now going, God, Woodsy, I got two kids and I have not gotten my Trust or Will set up. I implore you, go to trustandwill.com, use the code FAN when you check out, F-A-N. They'll give you 20% off, and they will ship you your documents. You get them notarized, and then you throw it in the desk. You forget about it, as I always say, because it's done. It's a legal binding document, and the beauty is it only takes 25, 30 minutes to do, And the peace of mind that it gets is immeasurable. It's so nice knowing that it's all done. You know, obviously it's crazy times these days. Never know what can happen. Make sure that you, your family are protected. Make sure to get that trust. Keep your family out of probate court. Nobody wants to go suffer through expensive, lengthy legal processes after you've already gone. So handle that today. Go to trustandwill.com. Use code FAN when you check out, F-A-N. And you'll get 20% off. It's trustandwill.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Final segment of Ben and Woods this morning. Mercifully, my throat is starting to close up, Paulie. I don't know how you're feeling. I think you're not feeling well either. It's great. It's great.
It's been after really all fun.
It's been really fun. And, you know, maybe the excitement of winning a series would have made me feel better, but I feel worse. I feel worse right now.
I've kind of gotten better as the morning's gone on, and I just made some hot tea that sort of helped.
Well, you know, I'm supposed to be here taking care of my dad and being a bright spot for him.
You need him to take care of you.
Yeah, I feel like after the show, I'm going to end up going back and crawling into bed. Now, it's about 97 degrees here in Texas, and they're mowing the lawn out front. I'm sure you can hear. There's a guy in their bathroom with a compressor working on some stuff, too. So real, very peaceful environment here. They do have a pool. So I may go out and sit in the pool, swim a few laps, try to get a little exercise, and try to feel better, you know, be ready tomorrow. And, you know, I'm going to have to stay up till midnight to watch this game tonight. So I got to get it all figured out. But we do have a Rondo report coming up for you. Paulie's got some good stuff. And finally, a dub for the San Diego Padres. And it's a big one, right, Paulie?
Oh, yeah. Big one.
Yeah.
Excellent. Tell you all about
it
here.
Take it away whenever you're ready.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report
with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. Happy All Monday, right. Woodsy.
That's one way to put it.
Monday.
Monday, Woodsy. Yes.
Monday, Woodsy.
I'm ready. I'm positive. I'm staying positive.
All right. Let's talk, the dub for the Padres, like you mentioned here, heading into the segment. Baseball's best broadcast booth rankings have, that's a tongue twister right there, has come out from awful announcing.
Baseball's best broadcast rankings. Yes. Rankings.
Yeah, it was a lot. It's a mouthful. What we can do is we can actually just start. I'll get you. We'll just go quickly from the bottom here. We'll start at number 12 randomly. I don't know why.
Okay,
it's the Los Angeles Dodgers, number 12.
Ah, yeah. Joe Davis.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers come in at number 12.
Yes. Number 11 is the Boston Red Sox booth, followed by the Angels at number 10. Like we said last week, the Angels do run L.A. The Brewers were at number 9. The Tigers, with Jason Benetti, Andy Dierks, they were number 8. Number 7 went to the Baltimore Orioles booth, a very good one as well, with Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald.
Yeah.
Number 6 was the Philadelphia Phillies, Tom McCarthy, John Kruk. And then we get into the top 5. If you have any feedback here, now is the chance. We'll start at number 5 with the Chicago Cubs. Awful announcing gave them a 3.01 rating. John Shombi, Jim DeShays, Alex Cohen on play-by-play. Rick Sutcliffe, Doug Glanville's part of that. Ryan Dempster's on the broadcast. They do a really good job there on the Marquee Sports Network in Chicago.
That fantastic booth. Now, the next one surprised me a little bit, and it's only because of half of it. One half of it is spectacular. The other one is unbelievably an odd listen. And I'm, of course, talking about the Toronto Blue Jays with Dan Schulman, who I love. He is spectacular in the booth. Buck Martinez, holy smokes.
He's a tough listen. He's a tough listen.
He's a tough, great guy. Great guy, but a very, very tough listen. He's got the weirdest intonation I have ever heard.
Well, I didn't even know this. It also says Ben Schulman is part of the broadcast as well at times.
Oh,
is that Is that Dan's son? I don't know.
I would imagine very much so that it did.
Maybe it's just a coincidence, same last name.
Could be, but I doubt it.
I doubt it as well. All right, number 3. These guys are top 3 pretty much every single year. It's just a matter of where are they going to be in the top 3. Talking about somebody that'll be down at Petco Park tonight. It's not Don and Mud, though. We're talking about the Giants broadcast booth with Kruk and Kipe and Dave Fleming, John Miller doing the radio broadcast. They bring in guys like Sean Estes and Hunter Pence at times to be analysts. God, I'm just throwing all of my words up today. And they received an A grade as well. They graded out a 3.20 on Awful Announcing's scale.
You sound like Ben on a Friday right now.
I do. I really do.
Get it together. I know everybody loves these guys. I've never particularly loved listening to Kipe and Kruko myself. A little bit paint drying to me, but they are beloved where they broadcast. So I'll tip my cap to them. The next booth, though,
John
really
Miller
good
and
one.
Dave Fleming are really good.
Oh yeah, elite.
They're
elite.
Fantastic.
But the number 2 booth goes to the New York Mets. Gary Cohen, Keith Hernandez, Ron Darling. I think they're fantastic. They really let it eat on that broadcast. They are not afraid to kind of toe the line sometimes. I think they're really, really good at what they do. But of course, it brings us to the number 1. Best booth in baseball, the San Diego Padres.
Oh, yeah!
Hang the banner, everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Play on the parade.
Don Orsillo. Yeah,
the score of 3.47. 3.47 was their average score. Compared to the Mets in number 2, they were 3.32. And it just says here, we have a new top booth, and a significant part of its success was due to the spectacular 1,047 A-grade votes that they received out of 1,500. They only received 34 Fs, which was the lowest of any booth in this poll. Kind of think that's interesting that anybody thought they're like an F. Just like an F. Really? That shocked me.
Oh, I see it all the time. I see people, even Padres fans, are like, hate these guys. I don't get it myself. I think they're fantastic. I love the back and forth banter. I love the unhinged humor that they mention in there. You know, I we do forget sometimes baseball, reporting on baseball, doing a morning show about baseball. It is supposed to be fun. And I know that, days like this, you're not supposed to have fun. And but they make it great every single time, worth tuning in. I texted both of them this morning. I have not heard back. Don does have his text notification silenced. I did forget it's still very early. Back in San Diego at 9:45 a.m. He's a late riser, so hopefully I hear back from those guys, but I wanted to wish them congratulations. We'll do it on the airwaves. Maybe we can even get Don on at some point to revel in, you know, the number one booth.
That would be fun.
I think they absolutely are. So what else you got, Paulie?
All right, what else? We'll stick in Major League Baseball. Now, this is a story I imagine we're actually going to spend some more time in depth on it tomorrow. But a lot of people in baseball are talking about some comments made by Rob Manfred. He was in the booth yesterday for the Little League showcase, whatever they call it, between the Mets and the Mariners in Williamsport. And he was talking about not just expansion eventually in Major League Baseball, but also division realignment and do things a little bit more regionally. And of course, everyone's throwing out their thoughts on what the divisions would or should look like if this ever happens. I wanted to play the audio, give you a couple of minutes to just discuss it here, and then maybe tomorrow we can get Ben's opinion on it. But here's what Rob Manfred had to say yesterday.
He loves this stuff.
This is like meant for Ben, which is why I wanted to just throw it out there today. We address it, but I want to revisit it tomorrow. Here's what Rob Manfred said yesterday on the broadcast.
In my mind, I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, you know, entities like ESPN, because you'd be playing up out of the east, out of the west, and that 10 o'clock time slot where we, you know, sometimes get Boston, Anaheim, would be two West Coast teams, and that 10 o'clock slot that's a problem for us sometimes becomes a real opportunity for our West Coast audience. So I think, you know, I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and that we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
Wow, that was hard to listen to.
What's happening in the background?
Jesus God.
Was that Diplo in the background?
It was like the it was like something going on in the field. I'm like, guys, you got to adjust the field mics here, because holy crap, you're completely drowning out the commissioner. But I think you got the gist of what he was trying to say there, Woodsy.
Yeah, I'll say this. I am immediately back on my haunches when I hear Rob Manfred say, talk about the, you know, the health of the players. I really am. It's a sad way to live, but I don't really believe much. In my mind, I'm sitting here going, how does this benefit him and the owners? That's all I'm thinking about, because, you know, oh, the wear and tear on the players and the travel. And I'm like, dude, you're sending teams to Japan, to Korea, like, which is cool and all that. But how is this benefiting Rob Manfred is the first thing I think about. And I'm sure the players would sign up for realignment. I am, because, you know, if that was a consequence of it, is limiting some travel. You know, we're out here on the West Coast. Our guys go through it. There's no question. But my immediate reaction is, how does this benefit you and your owner group, Rob? And until I'm proven otherwise, that's what I will think about Rob Manfred and the commissioner. But Ben, I mean, you couldn't stop him earlier.
We happened
to bring it up. And he was like, here's what I do. And so you'll get Ben's thesis on it tomorrow. I don't really care at all. I just want to win a World Series. I really don't care who we play or when.
Oh, Ben's like, he's got thoughts on if they do 4-team divisions, 5-team divisions, what the regions would look like. He's got it all locked down. So, yeah, we can address that tomorrow, maybe in the first half of the show. All right, real quick here. This hour, 97.3 is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. U.S. Wellness Meats offers 100% grass-fed beef, pork, poultry, wild-caught seafood, and more, shipped free from family farms. Get 20% off your first order at uswellnessmeats.com. And, Woodsy, we will wrap it up here. You know, it was the story of the week last week in sports media was Taylor Swift's podcast debut on the New Heights podcast, and some of the stats that came out of that were pretty unbelievable. I think she broke YouTube at one point in the stream. They had 1.3 million live viewers at one point.
I can't even imagine.
We get like between 500 and 1,000. I can't even wrap my head around like looking at the little number of people watching currently. Now, this was a pre-taped show, obviously, but you know they're watching in real time. And for that to go over a million is insane. It got over 15 million views total on YouTube.
They didn't go live? They did pre-tape?
I'm almost positive. I guess I don't know for sure, but I'm almost positive it was like a pre-recorded video week ago, and then you premiere it live on YouTube, but it's not, they were not like there live. I could be wrong.
Live. Yeah. I can remember a couple of days logging into the stream, you know, trade deadline or whatever, and going, "Oh God, all right, there's, you know, 1200 people," and panicking, you know, going, "All right, don't mess this up." The weight and the gravity of a million plus people logging in is too much. I saw a couple of clips.
Dude, 379 over 380 million views on Instagram alone. They broadcast their show on Instagram. You know, over 60 million views on X. The most concurrent podcast listeners ever, which is crazy.
That's bananas, man.
And that leads me into this. Now, people, I was kind of telling you guys last week, explaining at least to Ben, because he was like, "I don't understand. Like, what's the big deal?" I go, "Look. Everything Taylor Swift does is extremely calculated, and it can last, like, she'll drop little Easter eggs, little nuggets, over the course of, like, multiple years to make up an announcement for, you know, a new album or a new tour or whatever. So the internet, the sleuths online, the Swifties, have decided that they think Taylor Swift is going to play the Super Bowl halftime show next year, next February, in San Francisco. Did you see any of this, Woodsy?
No, that would make a lot of sense to me, though.
All right, well, listen to this logic here, because knowing how smart she is about all of those little Easter eggs, she talked for several minutes on the podcast, I guess, about sourdough bread, which is very random. Like, sourdough bread.
San Francisco known for their sourdough bread.
Well, San Francisco 49ers. Do you know who their mascot is, Woodsy?
No.
It's Sourdough Sam.
Okay, Sourdough Sam. Makes sense.
Taylor Swift said that she thinks about sourdough about 60% of the time. Do you know what Super Bowl number it is upcoming in 2026 in San Francisco? It's Super Bowl 60, Woodsy.
Man, she's good. By the way, Ben and Woods, we have a great, great new bit coming out in 2028. That is all I'm going to say.
Did you guys not catch the Easter eggs?
2028 is my hint for you guys. 2028. Remember it, write it down. But yeah, great, great new bit coming in 2020.
It's going to be a big
one.
Yeah,
that's interesting stuff. I think she should absolutely play the Super Bowl. I think she would crush it at the Super Bowl.
There was one more nugget. Yeah, she said at the very beginning of the podcast, she thanked Jason Kelce. She was there with Travis on their end, and then Jason was recording his end, and she said, "Thank you for screaming for like 47 seconds for me." Well, the 47th stop on the Eras Tour a couple years ago was, you guessed it, Levi Stadium.
San Francisco. Look at her just dropping the little nugget. She's like a real-life Willy Wonka. We are done for the day. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully everybody's feeling better, back at full strength on the program. And, you know, obviously, hopefully we're talking about a dub. Go out and beat Robbie Ray today. But thank you guys for tuning in, hanging with us, all of our different locales and areas. We really appreciate you. Braden is up next. Have a great rest of your Monday.
Talk to you all tomorrow.
Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.